if you look at it through the eyes of a kindergartner, it's magical. And I refer to it as the back-to-school energy.
And that energy is what is fueling Gwinnett County Public Schools bus drivers as they get ready for the 2021-22 school year. What they're doing to keep students safe on the ride to and from school, what parents and students should know about taking the bus this year, and we end the show with Pop Quiz. All that's next on Teaching Gwinnett. Hello and welcome to Teaching Gwinnett, a Gwinnett County Public Schools podcast. I'm your host, Bernard Watson, and I am super excited to introduce the first episode of Season 3. Before we get going, however, I want to thank everyone who has taken the time to listen to this podcast over the last year and a half. The support you've shown as we share important and insightful information about Gwinnett County Public Schools while trying to grow this communication vehicle has been invaluable. Please continue to share this podcast with your family and friends and help us expand our audience. I am also proud to share that Teaching Gwinnett recently received an award of excellence from the National School Public Relations Association. That is the highest honor awarded by the organization that's been around since 1935. It is truly humbling to know this show went up against entries from school districts all over the country and won. But at the same time, we won't rest on our laurels. Everyone associated with Teaching Gwinnett will continue to work hard to bring you our very best. And now, with that out of the way, on to our show. The 2021-22 school year is upon us, and pretty soon more than 120,000 students will be riding buses to and from school. That is certainly a Herculean task that requires precision planning and execution. Even more so in this strange COVID-19 world. Joining me now to shed some light on that preparation process is Ms. Carla Hart, Gwinnett County Public Schools Transportation Manager. Carla, welcome.
Thank you, Bernard. It's a pleasure.
Happy to have you here. It may sound like a weird question, Carla, but is there a level of excitement amongst you and all your peers as we approach the start of the new school year?
Yes, and I refer to it as the back-to-school energy. It's a variation of excitement and nervous energy. This year, more so than in the past years, we know that healing will happen this year. And we are excited to look forward to reconnecting as we approach the beginning of the school year.
So we know the school year ended way back in May, but you know the work didn't stop for you. You and your team have been hard at work over the last several months. What have you guys been doing to prepare for this coming school year?
I'd love to share what it takes to prepare for a school year, but first I'd like to tell you a little bit about what our amazing transportation department has accomplished this summer. This summer looked a little different for many employees in Gwinnett County Schools. Our routing department, the transportation supervisors, the bus drivers, and our fleet department, many more tirelessly worked to pull off the planning and preparing routes and buses in a really short time and successfully meeting the deadline and safely transporting students for our new summer enrichment program that we had this summer. Now, you'd be surprised how much goes into preparing for the new school year. We have amazing people in the transportation department. It's all hands on deck, if you will. While the students are enjoying their summer break, we're hiring and recruiting. We're training bus drivers and monitors. We're buying and integrating new buses. We're conducting state bus inspection on all buses, cleaning buses and double checking to make sure there are no issues. We're reviewing the bus stops, practicing bus routes to ensure there are no surprises, and prepare for construction and traffic issues. We have a lot of fun, and it takes the entire team to make this all come together.
Wait, so you're telling me you don't just snap your fingers and things happen? Because we all thought that, hey, you go home for the summer and you come back, everything just magically gets done.
No, but I will give you an example. It's a little like all of the work that goes behind creating the magic for Disney World. And that's what it takes to actually prepare for a school year. So we are very busy during the summer preparing and planning and getting ready for our students for the school year 21-22.
No, I'm joking. I know you guys work really hard to get everything ready, and it's amazing the job you do.
It's a wonderful atmosphere and an environment to be in, and it's all about creating the experience for the children when they return.
One of the things that parents are curious about is, what are you doing to make sure the buses are clean and ready for the children to get on in the fall?
Bernard, I'm glad you asked. We are going to begin this school year as we ended last year, and that is cleaning and disinfecting all of our buses before, between routes, and after routes. We want to ensure a safe, clean environment for our students.
What changes should students and parents expect to see this year?
Well, we know many of our students have not attended school in person since March of 2020, and that returning to school in person this fall will be an adjustment. Some of the changes that students and parents can expect, number one is the staggered school start by grade level, and that will happen over a four-day period of time beginning on August 4th. We will have more students riding on the buses this school year. That actually creates more traffic and delays. The pickup and drop-off times may be different than last year, having more students on the bus. However, the route and stop times will be more consistent after the first week of school and should stabilize within the first 2 weeks of school start. It's very important that the parents reach out to the school, go onto their parent portal, and to obtain their child's information so that they do know their change in route number, because that is a high probability this year.
Our school buses are designed to transport students to and from school, but for the last 18 months or so, they were carrying more food than people, correct?
Well, the past year and a half presented some unimaginable challenges, but also incredible opportunities for big change. I know that turning these opportunities into real change is the work of a whole community, and our school nutrition department and the transportation supervisors and bus drivers and many more shined when faced with the challenge of delivering meals to our community. In one day's time, they planned and delivered over 30,000 plus meals. And it really takes a team. And so together, there is nothing we cannot achieve.
And you guys were pretty nimble with that too, because you all were able to take the changes and implement them seemingly without any problems.
We did. And I will steal a quote from one of our SRO officers. We fall to the level of our training. So we are very well trained in transportation. And again, it is working together to be successful.
We're going to take a quick break now. But when we return, we'll continue our conversation with Ms. Carla Hart, Gwinnett County Public Schools Transportation Manager. Don't go away.
I got my COVID-19 vaccination, and here's why. This isn't about gimmicks or sentiment or what commercial I like. This is about facts. COVID-19 vaccines are safe and effective. Millions of doses have already been given in the United States, and these vaccines have the most intensive safety monitoring in U.S. history. When you need more information, use a reliable source like the CDC website and get the facts.
And we're back now with Ms. Carla Hart, Gwinnett County Public Schools Transportation Manager. Ms. Hart, how proud are you of your team and how all of you have been able to handle the sudden disruption of everything caused by this pandemic?
I am very proud, Bernard. And there's a quote from my favorite author, Maya Angelou, which speaks to the strength and the resilience of human spirit. In an essay in her 2009 book, Letter to My Daughter, Angelou wrote, "You may not control all the events that happen to you, but you can decide not to be reduced by them." This sentiment of rising in the face of adversity describes our amazing employees who persisted despite untold challenges. And we are better, we are stronger, and we learned from the experience. And I want to take this moment to honor and celebrate all that our employees have accomplished this past year and a half. And we ended 2021 strong because of them and their dedication to be flexible and make it happen. And we are ready to rock school year 2021-2022.
Let's be clear, your team never stopped working.
Yes, and because transportation employees were considered essential workers. But we have the heart of a teacher, and we are here for service. And many people do this job tirelessly with no questions asked.
What's the response been like from the community?
Very positive. The children met the school bus drivers with signs thanking them. We have many things, many artwork pieces that we actually have displayed through all the offices, because it is very touching to see the outpouring of love for our drivers and what they were actually able to do for them.
What lessons did you learn from the pandemic, and how will those lessons impact your department and team moving forward?
We learned many lessons, and some of those are we adapted to learning and working from home. We learned a new way of connecting with coworkers and family members and friends through Zoom and through the Teams. We made the most of every single day. And despite our differences, we care for others. We learned how to adapt to things we cannot control and how to follow Maya Angelou's lead and not be reduced by them. How to stay strong when times get tough. The importance of structure in children's lives and the importance of teachers and bus drivers and friends in a child's life. Together, again, I have to go back to this. Together, there is nothing we cannot achieve. And we also learned that Gwinnett County Public Schools leaders have their employees' best interest at heart, and they are committed to supporting us.
For many students, this will be the first time they have been on a school bus in nearly 2 years. For others, it'll be the first time ever. Some parents and students are understandably nervous and unsure about this whole process. What can you share with them to help make them feel better?
Well, the first thing that they can do is to have that conversation with their child and see how the child is feeling about the whole situation. Because it is an exciting time, and as you said, also nervous for those, because they're going to be attending a new school, going to be meeting new teachers, new friends. So it's a new experience, and change is not always the easiest thing for children and adults. But we would like to recommend that parents reach out to the school, look on the parent portal, and that they find their child's information. Find out the bus stop, take time, walk with your child, and actually identify and help your child understand what their bus stop looks like and where their bus stop is on the summary of the routes. And they can actually do that through the school as well. Also, knowing your morning pickup time and preparing ahead of time so that parents can actually make it an easier flow for the child in the morning by setting up their routine and starting the routine a little earlier than just the night before school starts. They need to read and become familiar with the bus rules, and that's also on our Gwinnett County website under the transportation tab. They can also find that in their student handbooks. I also would like the parents to know that we do have assigned seats on all of our school buses, and that should happen within the first week of riding the bus. For our kindergarten parents and first graders, those children we have set up in the front, seats 1 through 6, and not always with their siblings. So if the child has an older sibling, the siblings go a little further towards the back of the bus, but we do like to keep the kindergartners and first graders up towards the front, a little closer to the driver. We can keep a little bit closer eye on them. And then the afternoon drop-off times. It's very important that the parents understand if the child is going to be riding home on the bus, is that the parent be available and ready to receive their child from the afternoon bell time of the school. Don't leave home to come to the school and find out where's your child because they didn't arrive according to what's published online, because those times are going to be a little bit different because of all the delays and all of the traffic. So please be patient is what I would ask for all of the transportation, but it does usually work out within the first week of school. There is also a heavier call volume. So if you're trying to get through on the phone, also please be patient, but we are here to help you. And if you are looking for phone numbers to contact either the transportation department or your child's school, you can also view those on the website.
What happens if a student doesn't know where he or she is supposed to get off the bus?
For our elementary students, receive a transportation tag. The transportation tags are color-coded by the mode of transportation that they will be leaving the school and or a red temporary tag. So it's a very small tag that's placed on the child's book bag. And if they're riding the bus, then that identifies your child's afternoon bus number and their bus stop address, not their home address. So again, the bus tags actually identify the child's afternoon bus number and the child's bus stop address. That address is determined by the address on record with the school. We also have a helper number 6 that is on all of our elementary routes. It is an older student that is selected by the bus driver, and they help to verify all the students' afternoon bus stop address before they exit the school bus. So it's a little bit of an assistant to the bus driver. The bus driver's focus needs to be outside of the bus, managing the traffic approaching or leaving, and as students exit, they are keeping their attention on those students. If your child is unsure or confused or scared to exit the bus, the driver will return them to the school at the end of the route. We will err on the side of safety. Parents can pick up their student at the school. Bus drivers are required to return the child back to the school and to turn them over to an administrator.
Is there anything you want to say to motorists with school back in session and buses and students on the roadways again?
Be patient. I know that most everyone has a child, whether it's a niece, a nephew, their own children, grandchildren. We want the best and the safest possible for our children. So being patient, slowing down a little bit does help. And the all familiar yellow lights will again start flashing in the school zones and the school buses across Gwinnett County. And that begins August 4th, 2021. And also the school zones, now most of them are armed with cameras. So we want to remind the motorists to stop when you see the school bus with their flashing red lights and the stop arm extended, unless you have a physical barrier between you and the school bus. It is the law, and many of our buses are equipped with stop arm cameras. Allow more time for your commute to and from work, and we just ask everyone, again, to be hypervigilant. It may mean the life of a child. Eliminating distracted driving and focus.
FYI, listeners, if you're looking for a job, Gwinnett County Public Schools is looking to hire school bus drivers, and they will even pay for you to get your commercial driver's license. And speaking of pay, bus drivers just got a pay raise recently. Bottom line, it's a good gig.
I love what you said. It's a great gig. Absolutely. Been doing it for 25 years. Started on a whim. I was only going to be here until my children completed school. They're now both married, and I have grandchildren. So I do it because I love the job. And I am always excited to share the opportunity. And what we want to tell them first is, for bus driver and monitor positions, they need to apply today because you never know, those positions could go. And we're looking for qualified candidates. They could go to the website and they can fill out the application and they'll be contacted for an interview. And the drivers have to be 21 years of age or older and monitors 18 years of age or older and have a GED or a high school diploma. It's really a great time to join the transportation team. We are looking for, again, the high-quality drivers and monitors to join our award-winning department, and we would love to have you come and join us. There is no weekends, no weeknights, and hey, summer's off with full pay. It's a great job to fit with a busy lifestyle, and your children who are GCBS students can also ride on the bus with you.
Ms. Hart, stand by. We're not quite done with you yet. We're going to take one last quick break, and when we return, we'll end the show with Pop Quiz. Stick around. You definitely don't want to miss that.
Wash your hands! First, you need some soap, then scrub for 20 seconds. If you don't have a clock near you, then sing the ABC song. Be sure to scrub front and back, under your fingernails, and between your fingers. Dry your hands with a clean towel or a paper towel. For more information, go to www.cdc.gov/cleanhands.
And we're back. It's time now to take you back to that time in your life that may have caused a full-on panic attack or maybe a jolt of super confidence. You know, when your teacher gave you a test or a quiz you were not expecting. In other words, it's time for Pop Quiz. Pop Quiz is a series of multiple choice and or true or false questions about Gwinnett County Public Schools that you have 2 minutes to answer. The hope is, at the end of Pop Quiz, our listeners will have learned a few interesting facts about Gwinnett County Public Schools and our guest. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, here we go. Question number one. How many buses does GCPS have?
1,900 plus.
Correct. That was easy for you. I started off easy. They're going to get harder. Question number two. How many bus stops does GCPS have? A, 23,000. B, 65,000. Or C, 45,000.
C.
Correct. Question number three. True or false? It is much safer riding in a school bus than in a car.
Definitely safer to ride in a school bus.
Correct. Question number four. How many types of employees are there with Gwinnett County Public Schools?
There are two types of employees in Gwinnett County Public Schools. One is those who teach, and second are those who support who teach.
Correct. Question number five. Now, Carla, those were easy softball questions for you, okay? This is the hardest one yet. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Do you need some time? Do you want to ponder? Do you need to call somebody for some help?
I'm good.
Okay.
I'm ready.
Here it is. Question number five. Would you rather be able to read minds or predict the future, and why?
I think I'd like to be able to predict the future so that we can always keep growing and learning and moving towards and making it the best outcome possible for our children. So, did I pass?
We have to do some calculations. And it appears you pass. Wow, that was really fun. Carla Hart, thank you so much for stopping by the show and sharing some important information with our listeners. And we really appreciate all that you and your team do year-round to make sure our kids are safe as they get transported to and from school during the school year.
Thank you, Bernard. It's my pleasure.
Well, that's going to do it for this edition of Teaching Gwinnett. You can find us on the GCPS home webpage, Google Play Music, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and just about anywhere podcasts can be found. Please listen, rate, and subscribe. Until next time, so long.